Yeah, disappointing result, but unlike last week, which was the same result, you know, it was probably a better performance. But, you know, did we do enough against Sunderland out of the game? Obviously, we didn't at a 2-0 scoreline, but I think credit might be due this week as opposed to last week when we were down to 10 men. It looked like the game was over and done with. But I actually thought we did very well even down to 10 men and created a lot of half chances. But look, the second goal from Oscar Brennan is a goal worthy of the win in any game or tying up any game, if that makes sense. So, look, well done to Bowes, and we move on.
And I was looking at the pitch at the start of the game. There's a lot of sand out on the surface. Played a big role in the first goal. What did you make of the surface today?
I don't think we're in a position to complain about Dynamoan Park, to put it that way to you. And we certainly won't be. I think Kieran, he was going to go short to Gareth Harkin for the kick out and then decided to go long. And look, his kicking was very, very good bar that, but it was a costly mistake. You know, the second goal, I think Sean Houston got caught in possession in the middle of the field. But to be fair, you know, for all the possession we had and all the half chances we created, we probably didn't make Shane Supple make a save. Although at the other end, Kieran Geller didn't have to make a huge amount of saves bar the two goals that he couldn't get to, you know.
And there was a few decisions made by the referee tonight. You yourself were sent to the stands. What was it you were actually sent to the stands for? Do you know?
There was a decision there. I'm not quite sure actually, because I actually went to shake hands with the referees, but they didn't seem willing to do that. There was Paddy McCourt was booked for taking the free kick, I think, waiting too long, and then one of the other players were booked for taking it too quickly. So I'm not quite sure. When Larkin Fitzgerald and Pebby Cavanagh took a short free kick that Larkin touched it twice, the referee nor the fourth official saw it. Of course, I questioned it. There was no foul language of any sort, but I think, you know, look, I think the sending off of Barry Malloy probably was the one that annoyed me more. But can we blame the officials for losing tonight? No, because Oscar Brennan's goal, as I said, was worthy of the win in any game.
And the result means that Bohemians now go ahead of us on the table. Tough times ahead now.
The tough times before, during and after. And it'll be nothing different. But we know that. I don't think Bowes will be in that relegation. When they get players back, we're short a few, so are they. I don't think they'll be down there, to be fair to them. And, you know, tough times ahead, absolutely. We know that, but that's what it's about.
And just on the injury front, you just had a very depleted squad today. Any injury updates?
There's a few lads are struggling in there with knocks, but it looks like no serious injury, hopefully. Although we're down Barry Malloy for next weekend, so we're down, you know, we're down to probably down to 10 senior players now. But to be fair, so are Bowes. They're down. I see Ekinade and Dinny Corcoran warm, you know, doing a bit of the warm up at the start. So, you know, what goes around comes around for both sides, you know.